Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. May the force be with you. Very happy to be with you, and especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Karen Kerrigan back on the show. She is, we got her right out of elementary school, folks, back in 1997, and she's already celebrated her 21st anniversary with us. We could not do without her. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. Pound for pound, nobody does more for you than she does, and she's our good friend. Karen, welcome back.
Hey, great to be here.
It's good to
the
have you back.
Is with me this Monday morning. I feel it.
I know. Hey, Karen.
Love that intro music. Love it.
One of the things that I want to get right into is World IP Day, World Intellectual Property Day, and I'm glad to see that there's a, and I know you were very much involved in that and reported a lot on that. This intellectual property is the harness mate of trade, isn't it? It's becoming the foundation of trade, the vehicle of trade, isn't it? And it's you can't talk about economic growth anymore without talking about intellectual property, not only the creation of it, but the protection of it. What do you think?
Absolutely, Jim. Just like property rights. I mean, there really needs to be strong property rights in order for entrepreneurship and enterprise to flourish. And the same thing on the intellectual property end as well. And, you know, I've been doing this now in Washington for 25 years, and it's really great to see not only in the U.S. but globally the recognition of the need to protect IP in order to have bold entrepreneurship and small business growth. And you're right, as it relates to trade, it's really become an integral piece of trade agreements, and it really will help entrepreneurship in those countries that we have trade agreements with, and of course our own entrepreneurs and business owners here, because you need to have these strong IP protections in trade agreements so that small business owners and entrepreneurs take that risk to export to a certain country or countries, knowing that their intellectual property will be protected in those countries. And if there is a theft, there's a speedy resolution to having it taken care of, and for their property to be protected, and for that theft to stop in those countries.
Yep.
So it all works together. And again, having that those IP rights in these trade agreements, and stronger ones in the new USMCA, which is the new NAFTA, that's really critical for our entrepreneurs to go global, and for other entrepreneurs in other countries to go global.
Well, clearly,
and it all works together. It's all great for global entrepreneurship.
Clearly, the China agreement that we're working on, literally as we speak, clearly that has to have as one of the main deliverables some kind of defending and enforcing and verifying of the protection of intellectual property in the United States there, and not just not stealing it, but also not requiring our companies to give it to them. And so that's a huge part of the China agreement, isn't it?
It's the big piece, really, right? That is, I think, what they're hammering out right now. Not only that, of course, China will say, well, yeah, of course we're going to protect your IP and we won't do this. But you're right. How do we verify? How do we enforce, you know, to make sure that's happening? Because there's a lot of laws that China has on the books in terms of protecting property rights and protecting IP. But it's actions, not words. And that, I think, is the crux of this agreement right now, and really making sure that there are actually those protections.
Right.
And they do what they're going to say. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see the language around that and how tight it is, and whether businesses really do feel protected. Well, it's important for China too. They can't just
keep right.
the culture really.
They've
is got to
come
stuff,
into the.
You know,
they've got to become honest brokers in the digital age. And one thing I think we have to not be naive about is whatever China says they will do, We have to verify that every single day, because we know they will cheat. We know they will lie and not do what they say they're going to do. We have to be able to stay on them. We got to be diligent in enforcing whatever deal we put together.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, I do think China, I mean, look, it takes a while. I mean, there is a culture, you know, over in China for intellectual property theft and stealing things and technology.
And consequently, that nation is not an innovative nation. I mean,
it is not.
Smarter people than me.
And that's what they know. That's what they recognize. In order to be a leader,
people.
You have to be innovators.
And they could be. So, they're so smart they could be. But why would they innovate when they can steal it? That's the difference. And so, hold on to that thought. Karen, I got to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, Karen's going to report on the USMCA, the Mexican-Canadian-American deal, the replacement of NAFTA. She's going to give us a report on that and why it's good for small business and what we have to do to get it done. 20 tips. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.